Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Admire Me by Ashley Zakchevsky, narrated by Stephen Bourne and Avery Reed. Chapter 1. Liam. I type in Never Too Busy and click Search on the App Store. Am I going to do this? Once the download finishes, an exhale escapes before tapping the open button. The screen has a welcome homepage and wants to know everything about me and what I'm looking for, and it sinks in how long it might take to set this profile up. This could be all for nothing. Will I find anyone on here worth a damn? The guys are hovering over me, encouraging me to at least try it out a couple times and see what I find. See, some of them have used it for the wrong reasons, you know, booty calls. Men like that only cloud the waters for those of us looking for something substantial. I might be damaged goods, but even I deserve to be happy, right? Shooting blanks isn't something anyone knows about except Larissa, and she didn't even wait 24 hours before leaving me after hearing the news. Is this going to be the issue that ruins all my future relationships? All the guys are huddled around me at the station, trying to talk me into using this new app. For the life of me, I don't know if it's worth my time. My cousin met his wife on there. Just give it a shot, Pedro says, slapping me on the shoulder. Don't think of her, Damon says, hand on my shoulder. You deserve happiness. Get out there and find it. I've thought about telling him, but being sterile isn't something that just comes up in casual conversation. Damon already worries about Aiden and I enough, and he has plenty on his plate without adding to it. You still coming over tomorrow for dinner? Damon asks. Free food? I'd never miss it, I reply, walking out of the station. My feet leave the ground, getting into my brand new Jeep and heading home to answer the bazillion questions to finish my profile. I'll try it for the guys, but if it doesn't work out, then I don't want to hear them say another word. The ride is smooth from the fire station toward my house until my stomach starts to growl and I call in a to-go order. There's probably nothing in my fridge at home besides a six-pack since I haven't been grocery shopping this week. Maybe tomorrow. The Jeep comes to a halt out front of the diner and the bell rings, alerting the staff to my arrival.
Hey, darling, your order is almost ready.
This place has been around forever, and as teenagers, my brothers and I spent a bunch of time here. The waitresses usually recognize us as soon as we walk in. I don't eat here often, but when I do, it's always good. She comes back with a bag and tells me to have a good night before I leave and get back into the Jeep. The grilled onions are all I can smell now. Probably should have thought that through, but oh well. After hitting every red light back to my house, I slide the key into the door and then I use my foot to close it behind me. Finally, fucking home. My boots come off at the door and I set the food on the coffee table before changing into some sweatpants. After returning to the living room, I snatch a cold beer out of the fridge and then return to the couch, bracing my feet on the table and phone in hand. Let's see what they want to know about me. The first couple screens are basic. I'm looking for a female, but then it asks about an age range. Okay, that one might be a little harder. Not sure. I'll say 28 to 34. I don't have the energy to keep up with girls in their early 20s that want to drink and party every weekend. Nice to meet you, Liam. Let's dig a little deeper so you can be on your way to better matches and better dates. Ready? I grab another sip of my beer and slide left. What is your height? 6 foot. How would you describe your body type? They've got to be fucking kidding me. What kind of question is that? The options crack me up. Slim, slender, athletic fit, muscular, about average, curvy, a few extra pounds, big and beautiful, or heavy set. My first pick is muscular, but then I'm pretty fit, too. What do they consider muscular? I don't bodybuild or anything. So I choose athletic and move on to the next stupid question. What is your relationship status? Definitely single, separated, divorced, or widowed? This presents some deeper thoughts for me. So many divorcees come on this app looking for love. Am I okay with being matched up with someone that's already been married? I guess not, but sometimes that comes with a problem. Did they initiate the divorce or did the ex-husband? It can get messy if they still love their ex-husband and are not over them. Yet answering for myself is easy. Definitely single. Do you have kids? Now isn't this a big question? I click the no, but talking about kids always messes with me. Oh wait, and there's the next one. Do you want kids? Fuck, how can I answer this? Of course I do, but the chances of me having them are slim to none. Only a 5% chance. The options are only yes, someday, and no way, so I click yes, since that's honest. I get through the next questions quickly about my education and where I grew up and currently live, but they just keep coming. Do you smoke? No. Do you drink? I start to laugh reading the options on this one. No, in moderation. Sometimes it depends on the day and when is happy hour. Since I do enjoy a beer or two after work, the only option that seems fitting is in moderation. Do they really need to know all this stuff about me just to agree to a date? Jesus. Oh, then there's the next one. What is your religion? There are like 22 options listed, and I decide to go with not religious. Here I think the last one is bad, but then here's a doozy. What makes you the happiest? It lists almost 50 options to choose from, like cycling, basketball, fishing, stand-up comedy, playing cards, and so much more. I don't get out much, so I hesitate to pick any, but it won't let me move on without selecting at least 5. Playing cards, movies, stand-up comedy, travel, and working out. Tell us about your partner in crime. It wants me to select what I want based on those same questions, but for her. So I elect for her not to be a smoker, occasional drinker, and at least 5'3". The thought of her having kids is fine because then maybe it will alleviate some pressure for me. If she already has kids, maybe the subject of having more won't ever come up. Don't want to pick her up to kiss her. I didn't care if she had kids already. Some men might see little squirts as a deal-breaker, but not me. I welcome it, especially if she is a good mom who takes care of her kids and puts them first like they all should. Interest to show the real you. I laugh and type in learning to cook without the microwave. And finally, the last damn step is to upload 4 to 6 pictures of myself. I click on the camera icon to pull up my library and notice I'm not really a selfie taker. I went to my Instagram, which I haven't updated in probably a year or two, and pulled some photos off there. Right after submitting, a page comes up with some profiles that match what I'm looking for, and I start scrolling through them. The first girl is blonde, curvy, and her bio screams only wanting sex. It literally says don't DM before 1 a.m. because I'm not looking for someone to buy me dinner. Next. This one looks promising. Long, dark hair, beautiful blue eyes, and almost a perfect smile. I scroll down to read her profile. She seems like she'll be well-educated since she graduated from Penn State and she works in a law firm. At the same time I'm about to hit the message button, one comes through from her. Leslie.
I know it's already 8, but would you like to meet up for a drink?
I take a look at myself and decide why the hell not. The guys want me to try this out, then so be it. They can hear all about it when I go back to work. My outfit is changed and a finger traces up the shirt to the last button, which is left open as I run a comb through my dark brown hair, praying that tonight goes well. Are there any good women left around Grapevine? We'll see. Once inside my car, I give myself a pep talk to get through the nerves and prepare myself for what might happen. Just go in with an open mind. Stay positive, damn it. I arrive at Dixie Bar and sit in the booth towards the back, hoping that she at least looks like her picture and this isn't a total waste of my time. I scour my surroundings looking for her, but she's nowhere to be found. I've been told that it's normal for women to be late on dates because they obsess over their outfits and such, but 20 minutes? If she's not here in the next 10, then it'll be time for me to leave and call it a day. Punctuality is something I look for in a woman and hate when people are late to things. I'm always early to everything and don't want to be sitting around waiting for her forever. It looks pathetic. The server comes over, sets a menu down on the table, but I come here often so I know exactly what I want. Buffalo wings and a Bud Light, please. A woman resembling Leslie's picture is standing behind the waitress as she leaves.
Liam, right?
I nod, taking in her appearance.
Leslie, nice to meet you.
My first concern of the night is the very short, dark red dress and heels that have to be 5 inches easily. Why do women feel the need to wear something so skimpy? It's not a turn-on for me. I try to overlook it and get to know her while enjoying my wings and a beer. So, what do you do? I ask, hoping to start off the conversation so we aren't just sitting here staring off into space. An easy way to see if you are compatible with someone is to see how the conversation flows. If there is constant dead air, then it's probably time to find someone else.
Accountant, boring job. Can't do it without a calculator, though. Gotta triple check everything. You?
Her profile says she works at a law firm, so did she lie? Firefighter. She shoots a seductive smile, almost undressing me with it.
Oh, really? Can I see you in uniform? Or better yet, help you out of it sometime.
Really? A sex joke? I barely even know you, but that's what people expect nowadays with all these apps that make it easier to just get laid instead of getting to know someone on a personal level. Not that I don't enjoy sex. I do, but it's not something I enjoy with just anyone who throws themselves at me. In fact, it turns me the fuck off. I don't let women see the uniform. I'm saving that for my wife. I reply jokingly at first. She looks at me.
You're married?
No, my future wife. You seriously think if I was married I'd bring her up on a date? Already she seems to be not of high intelligence, and a part of me wants to go home, but I let her continue her story. So, tell me about yourself. Instead of telling me about her career or her children, she talks all about her ex-boyfriend who screwed her over, and even I know you aren't supposed to bring up exes on a first date, let alone bitch about them. It's a telltale sign you aren't over them.
My boyfriend cheated on me with some skanky hoe and he wanted me back. I can do better than him. I've been screwed over so many times I lost track.
It's strike after strike. First the outfit, and now the language. This goes on for about another half hour. My food is gone, and my beer is warm. It's not that I don't cuss, but most people come on a first date on their best behavior, and if this is her best, then I'm out. Not interested. Listen, I think I'm gonna head home. It was nice to meet you. I flagged down the server for the check and dropped $20 on the table for her.
Are you serious?
Leslie grabs her purse and gets up, pulling down her dress.
Let's go.
I cringe at the thought of her accompanying me home. She seems a little crazy, and I don't need any more of that in my life. I meant alone. She grabs my arm.
I'd like to go back to your place.
I'm not interested in sleeping with you, Leslie, I say bluntly. It might be normal sleeping on a first date, but that's not me. Hell, even in my younger years, there had to be feelings there. Sex isn't meaningless pleasure for me. That doesn't mean I haven't had one-night stands before, but Leslie is not my type. Plus, I doubt she really has a degree from Penn State.
And why the fuck not, you pompous prick?
Her hands land on her hips and she's looking at me through her fake lashes. For that, right there. I'm looking for someone who doesn't talk or act like that. Have a good night. She follows me at first, and I worry it might escalate, but she must have found someone else to prey on inside the bar, because once outside, I look back and she's nowhere to be seen. What a fucking nightmare that was. These guys are insane if they think this app is going to help me find my future wife. It's probably like all the other dating apps that only have Tinder mindsets and it's all about sex. Driving home, the Bluetooth alerts me that Aiden's calling, so I press the answer button on the dash. Hello? Already done with your date? That bad, huh? He laughs, and I can feel the judgment through the phone. Why don't you just give in? It's been too long, and you are pent up, bro. Get some, and maybe it'll help. My brother is the womanizer, and I swear I don't understand how he can sleep with a different girl all the time. I'd be worried about catching something. Hazel fucked him up in the head, and until he finally gets over her, looks like it's one-night stands. You don't even know half of it. She's still there if you need someone. Not my type, but definitely yours, I tell him. No thanks. Heading to the airport. Think you can cover for me next week on Tuesday? My brother isn't one to take vacation days. Hell, I can't remember the last time he even called in sick. Sure, where are you going? Don't know yet. Spontaneously going to the airport, and wherever the next flight takes off to, that's where I'm going. You might end up in Michigan or worse. I laugh out loud. I'm hoping for somewhere warm. Since when did Texas get ice and snow like this? Aiden isn't great about communication, or even more so about saving his inheritance. There's no telling how much he has left with the way he spends it. The only good purchase he's made is the duplexes. Other than that, it's luxurious and extravagant spending for no reason other than he's bored. Whatever, be careful. Call me from wherever you end up. I press the end button and get out of the car. The wind is howling and the temperature has dropped drastically in the last couple of hours. A chill takes over my body as I unlock the front door and slip inside. Thankfully, I remembered to turn the heat up before I left. A beer joins me as I sit back down on the couch. So much for finding anything on that app. My phone dings, and a part of me thinks it's Leslie to bitch about me leaving her there alone. Honestly, I think her profile is made up, and the only thing true is the pictures. I open the notification from Never Too Busy. My eyes swivel over the woman's profile that just started viewing mine. She's beautiful with long black hair and blue eyes. Her name's Harper. I patiently wait to see if she likes my profile instead of sending her a message first, and then another notification pops up. Harper has liked your profile. Send her a message now. I contemplate whether I should say anything, but look at her. She's gorgeous. Looks really sweet. I click the send message button and my finger hovers over the keyboard on my phone, trying to think of something to say. Your eyes are so beautiful. No, that's probably something she gets all the time. I look at her profile, trying to find something that might give me an indication of something she likes, and notice she teaches chemistry. Well, I bet her mailbox gets flooded with puns and pickup lines, and definitely not going to be that guy. Come on, just ask her out. It's not that hard. I send something basic just to see if she's interested, and if so, we can get to know each other better. Criminal Minds is playing on the TV, and I almost doze off when my phone dings with a message back. My chest rises and falls before opening it.
Harper. I'd love to. What about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Everywhere is going to be packed, but I agree anyway. I can go after dinner at my brother's house. He won't mind if I leave a little early. Me. I'm free if you are. Around 7? After Leslie, I'm not sure if it's a good idea, but then the guys come to mind telling me I won't ever find someone if I don't take risks, so here I am.
Harper. Sure. Drinks? Dixie's Bar?
She must live close to me if she knows about that place. It's the same bar my brothers and I go to when we want a good beer every now and again. Me. Perfect. Looking forward to it.
Chapter 2. Harper. I stare at my phone, seeing his last message. His profile tells me he wants kids, likes to travel, and apparently can't cook. My head shakes, thinking of him burning something on the stove after his comment, "learning to cook without a microwave." At least he's honest. That's hard to find from anyone. His hair reminds me of the CEO type, but the muscles seen through his uniform make me hot. About a month ago, Tessa talked me into downloading this app and trying it. I just want to find someone to share my life with, you know? An honest person who wants an actual partner. When I first see Liam's profile and click on the pictures to scroll through, the uniform gives me bad vibes. He probably doesn't even have to work for it. Ladies are lining up outside his door right now just to have a shot with him, and he probably has a wall of trophy underwear on his wall. He is definitely pretty boy-esque, and usually I steer clear of them. But after reading his profile, he makes me laugh. Ugh, maybe I shouldn't have looked or messaged him, but I can't take it back now. Please, God, don't let him be a douche. I can't take any more of those. The pretty boy type are always the ones that think about themselves first and us later. They never want to engage in foreplay, and it's always about their pleasure. I stay away from those guys. Of course, I have a list, but doesn't every woman who is looking for their Mr. Right? Of course, he needs to be attractive, but in a plain sort of way. I'm not looking for someone with a six-pack, perfect teeth, and looks that make me want to grab their shirt and rush to the bedroom, but someone who can make me laugh long after his looks depreciate. If there's one thing I know, when I'm old and saggy, the man sitting next to me is going to be the same. And things that once made him seem perfect, like being great in bed and being easy on the eyes, aren't going to matter. It's what he stands for, how he treats me, and that's it. Agreeing to the date, I fear the worst. My luck with dating apps has turned out to be a monumental mistake. So much so, I promise tomorrow will be my last one. I can't handle sitting through an hour of horrible conversation with guys who do nothing but stare at my breasts and talk about themselves. It's a waste of time, and I'm not getting any younger. I've been on 5 dates since joining, and they have all been terrible. Although Jamie had to be the worst. His profile showed him in Abercrombie and Fitch clothes, which I didn't even realize was still a brand. So I guess he would be preppy, but I was wrong. When I showed up at the bar to have a drink with him, the man that sat down across from me was anything but what the profile depicted. He had a long beard with matching hair, biker clothes on, and tattoos everywhere. Now, this might be some women's type, just not mine. I like my man to be clean-shaven, or maybe a bit of a 5 o'clock shadow, and never been one to like tattoos. So, one thing I really should have put on my profile is that I hate body hair. It's called trichophobia. I don't like excessive hair on the face, like Jamie. Hell, sometimes I can't even look people in the eye because their nose hairs or their ears have hairs pointing out. Gross. And don't even get me started on loose hairs all over shirts and clothing. Don't people lint roll their clothes before leaving the house, or is that just me? When I asked him why his profile was so different, he said the pictures were from 10 years ago, and he saw nothing wrong with it. I'm not one to judge someone purely on their looks, but so much differs from the profile that I was hesitant to even continue the date, but did anyway to give him the benefit of the doubt. He could be a really sweet guy and surprise me. We ordered some wings and beers while he asked me some basic questions that were answered on my profile. Clearly, he didn't actually read it, just sent me a message based on my picture. So he can judge me based on my looks, but it's wrong for me to? Kind of a double standard, right? After about an hour, he mostly talked about himself, telling me about his job and things he wanted to do in life. It's great to have aspirations, but he barely let me talk. And when I tried, he would cut me off and finish his sentence. Rude! I finally decide I'm done and let him know I'm ready to head out, and that's when he asked if I wanted to go back to his place. My firm answer was no, and so he slides me the check and says,
"Why don't we split it then?"
So, because I don't agree to go home with you, you want me to pay for my half? Fine. So I did, and let him know I was not interested in seeing him again before hustling out to my car to get the hell out of there. Some men just really appall me. The way they think that just because we don't sleep with them, we should have to pay for our own dinner. Now, do I think it's always the man's responsibility to pay for the ticket? No. But he made it clear the only reason I was paying was because I said no to his offer. Jamie was a perv, and I never wanted to see him again or that ridiculous beard. When Tessa asked about the date, she laughed hysterically for like 10 minutes. I don't know why it's so funny. We've been texting each other every day, and when I found out she got engaged, she asked me to be her maid of honor. Of course, I said yes, because she's a wonderful woman and has my back. That's what friends do. I commend her for all she does. Being a single mom for almost 6 years takes a lot out of someone, and she is still caring and willing to help others. I haven't met her fiancé yet, but the way she talks about him makes my heart melt. They seem so perfect for each other and found each other when they both weren't looking. I pick up my phone and shoot her a text. Me. So, have a date tomorrow night, so I'll text you 911 if I need you to call and give me an excuse to leave. You know the drill. I haven't used her for that yet, but the day is bound to come eventually. Hopefully, Liam turns out to be a good guy and his profile rings true. Kids have always been a big part of my future, and to do that, a husband is required. Although, I guess I could go to a sperm bank, but I want my child to have a loving mother and father, just like I did. Thinking about that makes me tear up, reminding myself that I'll never get to see my parents again. Yet I don't let myself get caught up in it and start surfing more of Liam's profile. He doesn't smoke, thank God. The lingering smell on smokers is overwhelming, and I briefly dated one, and it just didn't work out. He drinks. Well, good, because I sure do enjoy my wine at night.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?